The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Welcome to Digital Health Today, the podcast focused on the leaders, innovators, and technologies transforming healthcare today and tomorrow. Find us online at digitalhealthtoday.com.
Welcome back to Digital Health Today, the place to be to get the insights of leaders making the healthcare of tomorrow available today. I'm your host, Dan Kendall, and it's my pleasure to be with you here on this and every episode since we started this podcast back in 2016. There's so much that's happened since then, and I recently realized that we're so focused on sharing the stories of our guests and articulating the work that they're doing to move healthcare forward that we've not really taken the time to pause for just a moment and tell you about the growth and success that we're experiencing here in the years since Digital Health Today started. With summer in full swing and the second half of 2019 racing on, I thought this would be a great time to take a moment to give you an update on some of the things that are happening now and some of the things you'll hear about more in the months ahead. So this podcast is a little different. We're calling this our first State of the Podcast episode. There are four key topics that I'll update you on, and this will give you some insight on what we're focusing our efforts on and how we're having an impact. I promise to move fast and be as precise as possible, and do stick with me because I have some announcements toward the end that I think you'll be glad to hear about. As always, I invite you to continue to be a part of what we're doing, and who knows, maybe this episode will give you some ideas on some ways that we can create and collaborate together as we all set about doing the work to improve and transform healthcare. Now, if you want to know more about anything that I mentioned here today, just send me a message on Twitter at HealthTechDan or drop me an email at dan@digitalhealthtoday.com. You can find the links in the show notes here on your favorite podcast app, and you can also find them on our website at digitalhealthtoday.com/podcasts. First of all, let me share a little about the growth of this podcast and, more importantly, the growth of this community. We really feel that podcasting is a powerful medium, and it's been a great tool for thousands of people who, like you, have connected with inspiring guests around the world. We're nearing the 100 episode mark, and things are just continuing to ramp up. We continue to enhance the great team that helps me produce the show, and all of the audio files, the social media, the graphics, web design, and more. And in fact, we're also working with other companies and partners to develop other shows. Stay tuned for more information on that. I'll talk about that more later in this podcast. Now, on a macro level, I'm happy to say that we've had our own Digital Health Today podcast downloaded a couple hundred thousand times. Most of that, I have to say, has come in the last 18 months or so, and that really coincides to when we started to really focus our efforts on growing this community and the platform. And that's something we couldn't have done without you, our listeners, and without the support of our sponsors. So thanks for tuning in and helping to share our conversations with guests, and thanks to our sponsors for giving us the resources to continue to increase the impact of what we're doing with and for you. We're active, of course, across the major social channels, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, and all total, we're connected with about 15,000 people and accounts across those platforms. If you haven't reached out to us yet, do search for us on your favorite social media platform and connect with us to follow our stories there. As you'd expect, our listeners are really focused on health tech innovation and the growing field of digital health, and this includes a spectrum of professions, from clinicians and scientists to business leaders and global corporates and startups to technical builders and creators. I can talk about the facts and figures in the thousands and tens and hundreds of thousands, but really the numbers don't tell the story as powerfully as the individual connections that have been made through the work that we're doing here. Now, if you're listening to this, you probably know what I mean. I've heard from so many listeners over the years who met, that's in quotes, I'm holding up my fingers here to make quote marks, and they've met someone through the conversations here on the show, and then they reached out to them directly and made a great connection. Now, these sorts of stories and anecdotes really give me a charge because that's exactly what I wanted to do when I started recording these podcasts back in 2016. I wanted to help people make connections and hear about the people, ideas, and organizations that they may not otherwise have encountered. We've had listeners and guests win the investment they were searching for. We've had listeners that get accepted to accelerators they heard about on this program. And some companies have even made key hires to critical roles through connections that were made through Digital Health Today. Now, these examples are in addition to the thousands of micro connections that have come about from sharing these conversations to our listeners around the world. So keep the stories and connections coming, and let me know if you have your own experience about your interactions with one of our guests or several of our guests, or if you've been a guest or sponsor and you've made a connection following being featured on the program, let me know that as well. Okay, next topic. I want to tell you about the community that we've been building and our ambassador program. Now, you may have read about this on our website or seen something in our social media posts. This is one of the things that I'm really proud of. We've had so many people reach out to express how they love what we're doing and ask how they can get involved and help support us. And after some brainstorming and mind crunching with my team, we developed our ambassador program, which we launched last year. What is the program about? Well, the Digital Health Today ambassadors are talented and motivated professionals who volunteer to add their voice and energy to the mission of inspiring and accelerating health innovation around the world. They also get invited to and attend events, and they share the work of our guests and sponsors, and they write articles and conduct written interviews for our blog. We now have over a dozen ambassadors from California and Canada to Malta and Italy, and we're adding more all the time. Moving from west to east, our current ambassadors include Dr. Jennifer Shannon in Seattle, Emily McGovern in San Francisco, Demi Radiva in Minneapolis, Dr. Samir Berry, who just started his fellowship at the University of Michigan and who also hosts a podcast of his own called Impossible Healthcare. You should check that out. In Washington, D.C., we have Elizabeth Otter, Katie Ottman, and Carrie Nixon. And moving north, we have Jason Pregnoli in New York City, Chris Caulfield in Boston, and Alexander Chagnon in Quebec. Moving over into Europe, we have Aline Noise in Barcelona. In Italy, one of my favorite countries, we have Cinzia Di Vincenzi in Milan. We also have Adriano Fontaneri in Trento. And finally, we have Stefan Buttigieg in Malta and Anna Lorenz in Madrid, who's also sort of based in Germany, but spending some time in Madrid now. These are all great people doing work across clinical medicine and research, product development, investing, marketing, law, public health, and more. I really appreciate their involvement, and they're doing this because they believe in the industry and the power of relationships and community. Visit our website to learn more about these ambassadors, and you can find their bios and connect with them directly on their social media links on our website at digitalhealthtoday.com/ambassadors. Okay, third topic. The first two points I just covered, the growth of the podcast and the growth of the digital health community in our ambassador program. Now, both these things were made possible because of the support of our listeners and our sponsors. We wouldn't be here without our listeners, but it's the support of our sponsors that enables us to invest in the work that we're doing. We started bringing sponsors on board just a little bit in 2017 as we experimented with the model that worked best and how we could serve sponsors and our listeners. We didn't want to do a pay-for-play model, and we needed to find ways that we could stay true to our values and provide the support that would benefit sponsors. We kicked off our sponsorship program in 2018, and that's really what's allowed us to put more resources into the work we're doing. Two of our very first sponsors, Bayer G4A and Medible, really understood what we're working to do and the impact we're having from the very start. In fact, both the leaders who decided to sponsor, Eugene Borakovich from Bayer G4A and Michelle Longmire from Medible, had already, even before they became sponsors, directly benefited from having been early guests on the program, and they experienced the power of connection that podcasts offer. Now, since then, we've been joined by Cedars-Sinai Accelerator, Ostendio, Startup Nation Central, Dot Health, Optum, i4Pharma, and Startup Colors. Plus, we've had dozens of great media partners, including Startup Health, Frontiers Health, CNS Summit, DocSF, Health 2.0, and many others. Look, I'm not going to spend time here going through all the features and benefits of our sponsorship program. That's really not what you're tuning in for. So let me just simply say that we have a variety of products and services on offer to sponsors. And importantly, we only work with sponsors who can help inform and support our audience. That's part of how I view my job. It's connecting you with the companies and services that can help you on your innovation journey. And if we can do that, then we'll all do better. You'll hear from some of our sponsors in ads at the beginning and end of our podcast, sometimes in the middle too. And we also have a segment called Coffee Talks, where we speak with our sponsors about specific topics. They're sort of like mini episodes that shed light on some specific issues and opportunities in our sector, and they inform the community about things that can help you be more effective. There's a lot more that we do to support our sponsors, like social media campaigns, audio campaigns, creating custom podcast series, and more. And we're selective, like you are, about what companies we work with because we value your time and want to serve and respect your interests. So if you'd like to learn more about how you can be involved and support our community, do get in touch. You can reach me directly at dan@digitalhealthtoday.com, and we can go into more detail about your goals and ways we can support them. Oh, and before I move on, I should probably also mention that we do work with smaller organizations too. You don't need to be a global corporation to benefit from the services that we offer. In fact, we have a special pioneers level of sponsorship that is designed for startups and early stage businesses to engage with our community. So again, message me if you'd like to hear more about our programs and ways we can serve you. All right, so now we're at the fourth and final topic that I wanted to cover with you, and thanks for sticking with me so far. This last thing is something that we've been working on for a while, and I'm really excited about it. So we've covered our podcast, our community, and our sponsors. And the last thing I want to talk about in this State of the Podcast message is the work that we're doing to help other people on their podcast journey. This includes people who are looking for great podcasts that inform and inspire them with great insights, as well as podcast creators who are working to attract and reach new audiences. So how are we doing that? Well, if I had to choose one thing that's helped us be successful, I'd say it would have to be our service mindset. You've heard me mention it on many episodes that we've recorded, and that's because I find that good things happen when I approach people and situations that I encounter with a service perspective and ask myself, what talent, skill, or connection do I have that can help accelerate people on their own personal and professional journeys? I'm always asking, how can I add value to the person or opportunity I've encountered? And even my university, Virginia Tech, has a motto of ut prosum, which is Latin for that I may serve. This whole podcast evolved from my desire to serve the health industry, and after years of podcasting, conducting interviews, and helping other organizations tell the stories that they want to share, I've discovered there's another need. One of the biggest challenges in finding, sharing, and growing great content in the healthcare industry is simply that it's hard to find. If you ask Apple or Google to suggest podcasts based on a topic in healthcare, they'll give you 10 to 12 suggestions, but you know what the quality of the results are. Their algorithms are combing through over 500,000 podcast titles out there and tens of millions of episodes. They're bringing up episodes by Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew, or the Osbournes for topics around healthcare. And folks, that's a real example. That's no exaggeration. And while I love Ozzy's music and Adam Carolla's humor, I'm not turning to them for insights on how to improve healthcare and well-being. So we're helping to fix this by giving both podcasters and listeners like you a place where you can go to find the sort of content that you're looking for. I'm proud to announce we've officially launched the Health Podcast Network, which is easy to find at healthpodcastnetwork.com. The name exactly describes what we're doing. We're building a place on the web where you can find the sort of content that you want to hear and that can benefit the people working in the health community. It's free to access and no membership is required. We're adding new podcast titles there, and we're working with other leaders, organizations, and companies to produce podcasts of their own to help them create conversations and connections using their voice and message. So here's what I'd like you to do. Head over to healthpodcastnetwork.com and sign up for the newsletter there. It will keep you up to date as we add new shows and episodes onto that network. And importantly, if you have a podcast of your own or one that you listen to and you'd like to suggest be added to the Health Podcast Network, then let me know. Just reply to one of the emails you get after signing up, or you can email me at dan@digitalhealthtoday.com. So that's the state of the podcast. We've covered growth, community, sponsors, and the new Health Podcast Network. If you've been wondering what's been happening at Digital Health Today, well, this gives you a little insight into what we're doing to make an impact and support the work that you're doing by giving access to insights, information, and inspiration from leaders around the world. And not just on our podcast, but through a global community of people and organizations that have stories, knowledge, and experiences to share. There's a lot to do to improve health and care, and I appreciate you tuning in and sharing your time with me. And more importantly, let me say thank you for the work that you do to make a difference in the area of healthcare where you're applying your time and talents. Stay tuned for another season of great guests. We have a fantastic lineup of people in store, so don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player. You can find us at digitalhealthtoday.com as well as on the healthpodcastnetwork.com. Thanks for tuning in. I'll speak with you soon in our next episode. And until next time, keep on innovating.